I'm third generation to fish in the UP. First, lucky enough to live here.
Okay.
Always want to make that clear. My grandpa moved to Rockford, Illinois, right after World War II with my dad and his brothers and sisters. And in the factory that he worked in, he met a gentleman who was from Ironwood.
Okay.
And so he's like, oh, bring the kids up, come up. And so we've been coming up to the UP since the 50s to fish primarily and be in this beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely influenced my choice of a career. I have went out and did outdoor education in California and other parts of the country and had the opportunity to move up here 7 years ago. And I thought I would be working on water issues, but it turned out that our energy issues are a really big deal.
Sure, of course, yes.
And got really involved in the community and had the opportunity. In 2018, I thought, you know, I'm hearing from folks that not everyone was satisfied with where things were going and they wanted to feel like they had more of a voice.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm running to be that voice for folks and I absolutely have an open door.
Is that what got you in the first place? Because as I mentioned, you're an incumbent commissioner.
Yeah.
Is that what got you going in the first place to say, let's do this? Did you think you were ever going to run for office like this?
I didn't. I was more of a person making projects happen. Honestly, I've worked, I've run nonprofits. I've been a program manager. I helped start up a community garden program in a community I used to live in and loved being with people and working with people. And then, when you're in office, what I found is, first off, you get to hear from everybody.
Sure, of course.
Not just the people who agree with you.
Right.
And I really appreciate that. It's so important that folks speak up and talk about what they like and don't like about what's going on. And certainly, coming out of COVID as we are, things are going to start moving, I think.
So what is it that would say, or what would you say to somebody that why they should give their vote to you to vote you back in? Is it to continue on some initiatives and programs? Or are you looking to, if you get voted in, back in for another term, that you would pick up new things? What are some of the big things?
Yeah, so of course, everything got abbreviated by COVID. I was elected in 2018, and then I was actually, and COVID happened and, you know, we came to a halt. I want to say too that we have fantastic staff in the city who kept things running and and operating during all these crazy times. And what I see coming now, the big thing is we're going to start a master plan process. So what that means is what's our vision for the future?
Mm-hmm.
And that, I want to take some time and I want us to think about what is Marquette going to be going forward? Because something else that's happened in my 3 years is Shopko shut down, OfficeMax shut down, Riverside Mall shut down, torn down, Shiris Coal Plant shut down, torn down. We've had some pretty big changes in these last 3 years. Where are we going to go in the future? And I want the community to be part of that conversation.
If you are reelected to the city commission, what are maybe a couple of the big things that you would hope to see addressed quickly, soon?
Yeah.
Because quickly is a relative term when it comes to municipal government.
Thank you for saying that. That is certainly one of the lessons I've learned here in 3 years. I am running in part because there are things we've started to talk about. Housing. Recycling, the economy, what's happening on the lakeshore, all those really important issues, which I think we're just starting to now be able to address. There are things I want to continue. We have a fantastic arts community in our city. We are so lucky to have those folks, and I'm continuing to support them. I was on the Public Art Committee that helped start the Public Art Commission. It's part of how I came to be more engaged in city government. I've been knocking doors, and I've certainly heard questions about recycling. But number one, housing, and what are we and the broad spectrum of that from rentals, and we're full.
Yeah.
I'm here, and we're full.
Yes.
And how are we going to bring new housing? How are we going to help support folks the pandemic upended our economy, and where and how are those folks who've had trouble, and how are they going to find the next thing for them, and how do we keep them stable so that as they find their next thing, we can move forward.
It is an interesting time right now as you're talking about sort of the planning for the future of the city of Marquette. The master planning is getting underway. How important do you feel it is to get reelected to continue some of the work that has started?
Yeah, I think it's in the 3 years that I've been there, we've had a lot of turnover, but we have the opportunity now to have some continuity. And coming out of COVID, we do have that a new city manager who's doing a terrific job. We had Mike Angeli stayed through COVID. Really appreciate his tremendous service to the city over the years. And now we have some fresh eyes and bringing some perspectives on how things might be done in other parts of Michigan that could help us address our questions of how are we going to help the downtown businesses? How are we going to support our parks, which we might be loving to death at this point? And how do we, I want to make sure we bring in all different voices in the community to have this conversation and bring us all together.
We're talking with Jen Hill, who is running as an incumbent commissioner, City of Marquette, for a re-election in the upcoming election. Obviously, conversations are an important part of it. How do people get a hold of you to have some conversations about the issues and finding out more about your campaign?
Thank you. Well, I have a website. It's elect Jen, J-E-N-N Hill, H-I-L-L.com. And I'd love to, there's a way to email me off of that website. So you just have to remember electjenhill.com. Mm-hmm. And then on the city website, our phone numbers and our emails are there as well.